For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
There she goes! A walk-off, David Fry!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Blitz on the way. Rattlers in trouble.
I'm not here to rebuild. I'm here to win.
Ohtani swings, and it's a missile to right field. And watch this one fly!
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero, Ravens head coach John Harbaugh, Minnesota governor Tim Walz, Bucks wide receiver Mike Evans. Coming up, actor Austin Stowell. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right. Well, hour number three of the show on the air here on the Roku Sports Channel. And we're thrilled to be on this radio station near you, whether you're listening to us terrestrially or on satellite or streaming it. We greatly appreciate it. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. What a fun last hour we had with Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota, talking football with him mostly. And then Mike Evans. And, you know, Mike basically told us we got it. Well, how about this? We had it confirmed during our discussion that he's playing without a doubt on Monday Night Football. And if you're just joining us, it's because I asked him point blank. And he said, I don't have my magic eight ball with me. And I'm like, well, guess what? I do.
That's funny you say that.
He had no idea I always have one to my right, just for these occasions.
You never know, man. You know what I mean? Rich, you know what they say? It's better to have a magic eight ball and not need it than need one.
Exactly. Right. You know, like a lawyer.
Amongst other things.
Yeah. And so I said, you know, you mind if I ask it if you're going to play Monday night? He gave me the go-ahead, and it said without a doubt.
Now you know.
So take that. Rap sheet.
Breaking.
That's
news.
How I get my information.
Wow. Ian, okay. Catching a stray right there.
I had no idea. Yeah. He had no idea that he would. Austin Stoll of NCIS Origins. He will be joining us. He also had some roles in two of my favorite movies, Whiplash and Bridge of Spies.
Ooh, Whiplash.
So maybe if we can get a J.K. Simmons A good story from a Tom Hanks story.
What happened to our J.K. Simmons hi-hat that got autographed?
Yeah, it's somewhere. It's in the drawer. It's right. Is it in a drawer?
Last time I saw it was
a symbol saying it's not my tempo.
I think so.
Well, I think that one is not my effing tempo, yeah. I think is what's.
Is that what he wrote on it?
Written on that, right? Didn't he curse in that scene?
I haven't really seen it since we remodeled, but I think it's over there. I will find it.
Got to be somewhere.
Yeah. Just the spec is real.
It is. Maybe you got a good Miles Teller story. I don't know. At any rate, that's and he's a Yankee fan, so we're going to commiserate. That's coming up. That's a shame, right? Yes. Well, let's talk about your football team, Chris, since that's all you've got left. The Celtics haven't started yet. So.
Well, I mean, all I have left until Tuesday.
Until Tuesday.
when the banner goes up.
Patriots are in London, England.
Yes.
And Drake May is getting his second start.
Oh, baby.
It's his first road start. It's quite on the road. He's in
far away.
He's in London. And here we go in Wembley, which is, you know, the Jacksonville Jaguars home away from home.
Let's go.
This is what I'm setting up is that, again, the Jaguars, as you know, this is their 13th game in London. They're in London.
Wow.
You know what I mean? When they had the Ring of Honor, the London Ring of Honor ceremony before the Jets Vikings game, and they inducted OCU Manura and Jared Allen into it. I'm like, how are you not inducting Blake Bortles? I mean, that's like having a France Ring of Honor and not putting in Jerry Lewis. You know what I mean? Like, what are we doing here?
What are we thinking?
Jags 6-6 in London.
They're right. So they are kind of a de facto London team. I mean, the beautiful thing, I mean, you go to a London game, it is everybody's represented. All 32 teams are represented. Everybody is a fan of somebody different over there, and they show up. It's like an NFL Benetton commercial. Like, everybody's just wearing different stuff, different colors. It's great. And the Jaguars are the team that's played there the most. So Drake was asked, you know, why should Londoners potentially root for them?
I've seen this.
And this answer.
I've seen the quote.
Requires comment afterward.
First off, I think it comes in the team name, you know, New England. I think it's easy for, you know, UK fans to, you know, be attracted to that. You know, our colors are pretty sweet. You know, they represent a lot of different things. And then from there, just kind of the excitement from the team. I think we got, you know, we're on the come up, and we got a lot of things to look forward to, a lot of bright futures ahead. So shout out to all the fans that are already Patriot fans over here, and look forward to having some more.
Now,
love the end of his answer.
It's great. So did he not take history in North Carolina? Did he not?
Well,
did he miss that?
Look, without getting too into it, yes. UNC has a history of, you know, poor academics in their athletic department. So
I'm just saying,
I'm not.
Somebody needs to take. Hey, Drake, I'll do this. Drake, there's a New England because of what we in America did to Old England a couple centuries ago. Starting this great experiment of ours. And now, I don't know how long the memories are currently in Old England.
True.
But to basically say, hey, you here in Old England should root for New England because we've both got the Old England in us, right?
It's right there.
Who remembers the revolting? Right? Except, wait a minute. When you go to New England, on occasion, there's Lexington and Concord, and don't fire till you see the whites of their eyes. You see where I'm going? Like, there are some reminders in New England.
Right. I mean, the Minutemen are literally in the end zone.
Right. Well,
he hasn't played in a Gillette game yet.
No, that's not true. He did just last week.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah,
come on,
yeah.
He found Pop Douglas.
It's right there.
And those dudes fire off the muskets, and you're thinking, oh, my God, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
I've stood next to those guys.
I mean, the Constitution, the U.S.'s Constitution is right there still.
There's signs everywhere.
Yeah, there's a Freedom Trail.
Potentially, there would be an issue of rooting for New England in Old England.
I have no explanation for what happened.
If the memories are long enough. And here endeth the lesson. Rookie mistake.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's locked in the playbook, okay? You know what I mean? He may or may not have a knee thing going on.
Understood.
He's working with the young wide receivers, which is why we didn't go after any veteran guys. You know what I mean? So Ramondre Stevenson is back at practice, so he's got focused on that.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Rookie mistake.
There's a lot going on in his mind.
Right. Rookie mistake.
Yeah.
If there wasn't, 250 years of veterans of history around there.
I'm going to give him a pass.
That's a shame.
I'm
going to
give him a pass.
It's a What's More Likely Friday. And who knew? That was an unlikely answer. But hit it.
What?
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
We're teaching history here. We're getting, what do you got over there, Chris?
What are we doing?
Here we go.
Happy Friday, everybody. Good?
Thank you. We're good.
Great to see you. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks.
Hey, who's the more likely newly acquired wide receiver to get in the end zone on Sunday? Mark Cooper, Devontae Adams. Both guys will play.
Okay. Let's see here. Yeah. Well, Tennessee's going to put L'Jarius Sneed on him, right?
Tennessee, sneaky good defense.
Yeah, you know. And so the Steelers are an unsneaky good defense.
Yeah, Steelers
just going to hit you in the mouth.
Very obvious good defense.
I'll go Devontae Adams. Because he's played with his quarterback before.
I've heard that somewhere. Yeah, I've heard that.
And you know what we talk about all the time in sports? Getting on the same page. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get on the same page.
All about pages.
Are we on the same page? How are they going to get on the same page? Here's how to get on the same page. And Devontae already is there with his quarterback. So I'll go with that one. even though they're on the road and a very tough place to play on a Sunday night.
Sunday night should be fun.
What else, Chris?
Should be fun. Hey, Drake Mays. How am I, Drake Mays? Look at this shirt.
The Drake Mays shirt.
That's great.
Yeah, the historian.
Put your laptop.
The American historian. Hey, everybody.
Look at that shirt. Shout out 500.
Everybody in London should root for us because we're New England. All right.
UNC education. What's more likely? Drake Mays throws for three tutties again or Saquon? 200 yards against the Giants.
200 yards. This is like a bold prediction of game day morning.
You don't think Saquon's just going to go nuts? They give it to him 40 times.
I'll go Drake May throws three touchdowns. 200's a large number. And the Giants on defense are no slouch, man. So
okay, Vaughn.
I know that. For 200 yards, though? If you went three touchdowns for Drake or three for Saquon...
Oh, there you go.
Then
how about
you
that?
Had me. Then I'll go three touchdowns for Saquon. Because then, Saquon. Here's where you know if Nick Sirianni is going to feed into this. If on the 1 yard line they don't go push, they go handoff. Then you know.
Do you think
he's trying to feed?
Do you think Giants fans are going to boo him?
I hope not. Come on, man.
Been hearing a lot of that this week.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
This guy's a Walter Payton Man of the Year candidate. Stuff that he did in the community. He
plays for the enemy.
But I understand you play for the enemy, but, you know, it's not like the Giants had a big blue carpet rolled out for this guy in the same contractual way one would think. Now, again, you know, we never know what they turned down. Come on, man. It's not like the Giants didn't play a role in him being sent down the turnpike.
I agree with you.
What else?
A lot of big games this weekend. Big one in Green Bay. Who's more likely to make it to the Final Four, the Texans or Packers?
Oh, I'll go Texans. Yeah, I mean, take a look at the AFC, right? Final Four?
AFC is seemingly a little bit easier, quote
Final,
unquote.
I'll go Texans. I think the Texans are going to be in Arrowhead.
I like this as a Super Bowl matchup.
You did that.
I did. Yeah, this is my Super Bowl prediction.
So then,
I like both.
Well, then you don't have an answer here.
I don't.
What if I asked you this question?
Let's
say you were wrong.
Hmm.
I turned the tables.
I get that. I guess I'd agree with you. I think Stroud is playing MVP levels right now. Not that Love isn't.
But. I'm turning the tables on somebody wearing a Drake May shirt in the same way Drake May turned the tables on history. I think people in old England should root for us because, hey, we're New England. Get it?
I mean, I really hope he's getting roasted so bad.
He was clearly
in the locker room.
Joking, guys.
I don't think he was joking.
I'm joking right now.
Drake, why do you think it's New England? Why is it called... All right, what else?
Here is a bulletin.
Nice. Okay.
This just in.
Battle of the battered units.
Here it
massive
comes.
Game. San Francisco and Kansas City.
Yes.
More likely to be the higher total.
Yes.
Chiefs wide receiver touchdowns or 49ers running back touchdowns?
Oh, the Chiefs have a great run defense, too.
Is Isaac Garendo starting at running back?
No, I think you're going to get Jordan Mason. Didn't you hear that from Mayoko? He thought he was going to do that. So I'll go Chiefs wide receivers. How about that?
Okay.
I think you're going to see Xavier Worthy a little bit more and more. In the same way that you see the playbook expanding for Caleb Williams and the other quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I think you're going to see Xavier Worthy have more of a role here. So I'll go Chiefs wide receivers.
And that's going to be
over Niners running backs.
Really?
Since
really
there are more back. Chiefs wide receivers than Niners running backs.
Just,
alone, yeah. I go with that being more likely.
Yeah.
I don't mean to
be
scientific.
Well, I mean, sometimes you got to.
Well, you got to lean on science when history's out the window.
New England.
How many more times can I get back to that?
Well, we've got
what's more likely? I've got more of those or not?
I got four more.
Okay,
wow.
40 more minutes.
So keep going. Another huge matchup in Minnesota. Who's more likely to go further in the playoffs this year?
Lions.
Lions or Vikings?
I had the Lions winning the Super Bowl. I mean, winning the NFC, going to the Super Bowl. So how am I going to back out now?
That's a little disrespectful to Governor Wallace.
Dude,
did you a favor. To Skype in with us.
Dude,
zoom in with us.
Dude.
You know.
And after I saw the Vikings, too. I had the Lions preseason. In the sports talk opinionated world,
don't back down.
You can always be able to make a prediction way in advance and either abandon it, never to talk about it again, or use it as a crutch to avoid making a tough decision later on.
Yeah.
I choose that now, right?
Well
now.
Done.
Thanks.
You're a professional.
Do you like that t-shirt? What else? I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you how it works.
That's how you do it.
That's the operations,
man. We could have a real shootout in Atlanta on Sunday. Geno Smith leads the NFL in passing yards. Ooh. Who's more likely to throw for 300 in a win? Geno or Kirko?
I'll go Kirko. Nah, that Seattle defense that gave up less than 175 yards passing in three straight to go 3-0 is the first team since the 1979 Steelers. I've mentioned that stat multiple times the first month of the season, and I have yet to re-utter that again.
So that's a four straight loss for Seattle this weekend?
Oof. I think that was redundant saying re-utter and again.
Yeah, I mean,
what else?
Kind of.
One win home team more likely to get their second win of the year. Browns or Rams?
Oh, I'm going Rams, dude. Get out of here.
Whose house?
Come on.
Raiders?
Dude, Rams are coming off a bye.
JFL, are you going 50,000 Raider fans at the
I
game?
Believe, nope. I believe Kupp will be back, actually.
Okay.
They're getting healthier. They're the best 1-4 team in the NFL. This just did. You don't raise a banner for that sort of thing. But the Browns, dude, get out of here. I don't know what's going on there.
They do Cooper's have out the Bengals' door. Number.
Well, if...
So to speak.
This game puts that axiom to test.
Yeah.
If this Browns team, and I know Nick Chubb's coming back, and I love this Players Tribune, and I'm rooting for him, but if the Browns beat the Bengals anyway... And Deshaun Watson suddenly starts playing football in a manner in which they are desperately needing him to. That would be a surprise. It's more likely the Rams win. All right. What else? All
right. You think we need one more?
Oh, boy. I'm so surprised. Well done.
I didn't even realize that.
Outstanding.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
As only Lon Chaney could do it.
What? Who's the more likely home run ball to have finally landed?
Oh, boy.
Ohtani's from Game 3 or Big Christmas last night?
Very good.
Which one's finally landed, do you think?
Dude, what Ohtani's home run? And by the way, how about Ohtani saying? Oh, by the way, that 0-for-22 with 11 strikeouts with no one on base.
Right off the game.
How about? I can't hit with no one on base. I'll just lead off Game 4 with a home run.
Absolute
so,
bomb.
All right, so I refuse to answer this question because I believe the questioner is hostile. That's right.
I did it for New England.
Did you really? Or Old England? Which one? Which
man,
one? Tom. Well, it just makes sense that the country
England,
that we revolted against three centuries ago would want to root for an area named after it because of the revolt.
Yeah,
I mean, you know. Hey, listen, Drake. Durake.
Durake.
Durake. When you order tea... in London. There once upon a time there was a party in Boston.
And then
hear me out.
No. Threw it all in the harbor and then, you know, this thing happened.
Oh boy.
Hey, look, I don't need him to know history. I need him to be able to read defenses. You know what I'm saying?
And here we thought this was gonna be a Mac Jones revenge game. It's actually an old England revenge game.
Yeah.
Who knew? I mean, this is bulletin board material for everybody over there in the UK. Right?
A lot of new fans.
This is bulletin board material. Did you hear what Drake may have to say? King George, the ghost of King George right now is livid.
Who do you think, after he got off the podium, who was like, hey,
Drake,
hey, Stacey Drake.
James. Yeah. I don't know. Stacey, I should text Stacey. Yeah. Do you need me to? I will text him. Hold on a minute.
Like, hey, Drake. Look,
hold on a minute.
There was this thing.
I'm going to do this live right
and
now.
And it's like, you know.
Here we
not
go.
Exactly they're going to
to Stacey James.
Drake's like, I got more important things.
Where is
it?
Here it is.
Like I don't need him to understand
need
300-year-old history. I need him to read
to
defenses.
Teach American history to your quarterback.
Exploit the zone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Jags are the worst team against the pass. That's what I mean. Focus. Let's get Kayshon and Pop involved.
There you go. Exactly.
Hunter down the seam.
Exactly.
All right.
Do I not? Serious people.
All right, let's bring out our guest from the green room, Austin Stoll of NCIS Origins will be joining us next. We will commiserate about our Yankees together. Don't go anywhere. For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better, because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part, or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts are going abandoned and way more sales have. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skins uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood One, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood One to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/Westwood One.
Back here on the Roku Sports Channel, look who's joining us right here on the program from NCIS Origins, the man who plays the younger Leroy Jethro Gibbs, Austin Stoll. Good to see you here, sir.
Good to see you. Been watching you since I was 8 years old.
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on.
Hey, now.
I'm not that old, so don't worry about it.
No, now I feel older, but that's okay. I appreciate you saying that. Thank you. Now we're watching you in NCIS Origins, that airs Mondays at 10 Eastern on CBS, available on Paramount Plus right here on the Roku portal. Let's take a look at you at work. Congratulations, man.
Thanks, Pat. We're having fun.
It's pretty cool. I mean, this is as big as it gets for a CBS procedural, right? Pretty much.
I get to wake up and be Gibbs Monday through Friday. After this, I'm going to go back to the studio and shoot some scenes.
Is that right?
Throw some people around. Yeah.
But Mark Harmon is voicing, correct? So is he around, or have you seen him? Or
yes. Okay. Oh, yeah. He's around all the time. So the show is essentially a memory of his,
right,
that, you know, he's up in Alaska where we last saw him when the mothership ended, or his storyline ended.
Right.
And so this is all a journal entry, and so these are his memories, him going through his early days, working through what is really essentially a meditation on grief for him at this point. He just lost his wife and daughter. So it's all sunshine and roses for me.
But it's awesome. And I got Austin Stoll, our radio audience, just rejoin us right here on the Rich Eisen Show. NCIS Origins, available on the Roku portal the next day on Paramount Plus. Every Monday, 10 p.m. Eastern on CBS. And we've had Mark Harmon here in that chair. And now you. And so we've had both Leroy Jethro Gibbs right here on the program, which is pretty cool.
That's surreal.
And yeah. I imagine, you know, you're just like the rest of America watching NCIS, you know, as well.
I'm seeing it with them. I got to see that episode for the first time the other night. So much fun. Yeah, I had all my friends over. It was really a thrill.
Pretty cool, man. And so you are from the Nutmeg State originally, right?
That's it, yeah.
Connecticut. So what's your town?
Kensington, Connecticut.
Kensington, Connecticut.
Yeah, not too far from when you were over at ESPN.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Farmington. That's where I lived, off of Route 4. Yeah. Farmington, down the road
played
from
against
West
Farmington
Hartford.
High all the time.
Did
got
you really?
Some, yeah, I got some good memories of some wins, some losses. But
in what sport?
Baseball, basketball, and football.
So which was your best?
Baseball was my best sport.
Okay. Yeah. What'd you?
Pitcher and third base.
Pitcher and third base.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a pretty nasty curve.
I was about to say, what's your compliment? What's your compliment?
I was throwing over the top and three quarters and a sidearm, and okay. I could throw the curve all three different ways. My dad built me a mound in the backyard, and I would just go out there and practice and practice and practice.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, my son, Coop, 13-year-old, yesterday after David Fry sent the Yankees back to their hotel, went out in the backyard, and he started throwing wiffle balls, you know. And I'm like, okay, son, maybe you could be the next closer of the Yankees, you know, if it all goes down. And
that'd be nice, yeah.
You're a Yankee fan as well?
I'm a huge Yankees fan,
yeah. Is that because they were in New Britain? Is that why? Or no,
my dad was a big Yankees fan. Oh. It felt like Mickey Mantle was a member of the family that we never saw but was much quoted. So I had no choice growing up. It was Yankees or nothing. And I was getting updates last night as we were filming. Our camera operator is a big baseball fan, and so he's letting me know I'm freaking out after the Giancarlo home run.
Right.
And then all of a sudden he looks at me after a take and he goes, and I go back to him, who?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, Holmes. I'm livid. In the Seattle.
You wanted a name. You want a name.
I want a name. I want it now.
You didn't have to ask the name. You probably knew what the name was deep down. You know? You knew what the name was.
And so in the scene, I'm interrogating this drunk guy. And in the next take, I throw the guy up against the wall. And he's docile. You know, this is somebody I'm dealing with. I mean, he's hammered, so I don't have to do much to it. And the director comes over after that. She goes, maybe take it a little easy on him. And I'm just walking around fuming. Clay Holmes. Clay, how do you bring Clay Holmes into that situation? 12 times. He's already been replaced. I don't get 12 times this year. He blows the save. And now we're bringing him in that situation. We go up 3-0. It's lights out. We're on to the World Series. Probably going to be Yankees Dodgers. It's what everybody wants. And now I don't like this momentum swing at all. It's freaking me out. I didn't need it.
So you're saying Clay Holmes. Well, first of all, Luke Weaver blew the save.
So, okay, we found out he's a human being.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then Clay Holmes blew the game, and you blew the take because of it.
No, I hope we use that take. I think that's the one we're going to use. Yeah. That poor kid, I had to apologize to. I said, I'm so sorry, man.
It's Clay Holmes' fault.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Well, I mean, Aaron Boone, maybe. I don't know. But
I don't know. I mean, he has been performing better of late, Holmes. And
I thought he had it. I really did. And I'm sorry. Hey, Clay, if you're listening right now.
He's not listening anymore after what I've been saying about him over the last 6 weeks. Don't worry about him. My son and I refer to him as Schmeshmomes because we can't say the name.
Yeah, I've heard that a couple of times. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We can't even say the name. But he has been performing better of late. And I don't know, man. It's one of those moments where Judge did it. Like, it was finally his moment.
Living up to the Bronx Bomber. It's like, right. Judge steps up. Giancarlo says, okay, we get an insurance run. I go, okay, all right, this is great. We're going to be up 3-0. I'm all happy, truly.
You're just bouncing around the set of NCIS Origins.
And it was just the one look. Mike Alba, he just looked, you don't want to see.
Wow.
Losing
well,
it.
So are you shooting today for during game four? Or is this the same
situation? I'll go from here to there.
Okay. So then you're going to get more updates on the set.
I'll be watching live.
Okay, yeah, good for you.
I think we need to have an iPad set up or something.
By the way, this guy over there is playing a very small violin. He's Red Sox fan. The gentleman behind you, TJ Jefferson, is a Mets fan.
Oh, so that's too bad.
I thought we were going to be friends.
Right. Yeah. Okay. We can be friends. I mean, it's fine. I mean, you have a lot of time on your hands these days. You're watching Yankee baseball.
There it is.
Yeah, I guess so.
He's trying to be nice to the guest right now.
Sorry, brother.
Austin Stoll here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let me talk about a couple of movies that you've been in. They're two of my favorites. Whiplash. You were in Whiplash. You played the role of Ryan Connolly, right? It was brought in to mess with Miles Teller, his character, for a while, right?
Yeah, the character was written kind of as a jerk. And when I auditioned for Damien Chazelle, he said, I like what you're doing here. You're just kind of a big jovial guy, and which would get under his skin all the more. You know, he's not trying to be a rival. He's not trying to take over the positions. Just likes playing the drums. Mm-hmm. But in that scene where JK has the cowbell, mm-hmm. I mean, that was legit, and he was just slamming that thing next to our ear, and it would make the percussion would just make your head, you know, dip off to the side. And afterwards, he would immediately break character. Guys, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. You know, the voice of the yellow M&M would all of a sudden come out. He was the greatest guy in between the takes, but he was such a jerk, obviously, when he was doing it. And you wanted to just take the drumsticks and stick them where the sun don't shine.
And so he was able to completely break character as soon as they yelled
right
cut?
Afterwards, just jump right back into it. Yeah. And then, went in and out, and I've got an email that I sent to my brother at the time, mm-hmm. and I said, no joke, this guy's going to win an Oscar for this.
And he certainly did.
Yeah.
So that's fascinating to me. So he was, in fact, doing that live. Are you a drummer? Did you have to learn how to drum for this, or are you a natural drummer?
Yeah, no. So I sit down, I get the role, and I sit down with Jamie and... and we're at the drum kit, and he can tell immediately. He goes, you don't play drums, do you? I said, no, ma'am. I'm naive to this whole, but no, I don't. And he said, your agent said you knew how to play drums. I know, I'm still together. I've only had one agent, 16 years now. We've been together since day one.
Sure.
And I said, okay, all right, let's have some fun here. So we called him up and put him on speakerphone, and Damien's talking to him saying, you know, you told me that he knew how to play the drums. He goes, no. I said that he was musically inclined. I said that, which I think is the greatest line an agent has ever said. And Damien said to me right away, he goes, we do need you to play the drums. I can't not have your hands in terms of matching the music to what we're going to shoot. I just have to. You have to be able to play these couple of songs. Mm-hmm. And he said, you need to practice a drum roll. In 1 week, I'll come back, and if you can do that in a week, you can keep the role. And Whiplash was nothing at the time, so I was like, all right, this will be fun more than anything. So sure. I had pencils, and I would just, when I was in the car, when I was doing anything, you know, folding laundry, probably not folding laundry, that takes hands, but
I
was
just,
I was practicing everywhere, so I did it for him. He goes, okay, now we can teach you. Wow. And I did learn how to play those three songs.
No,
wow,
kidding.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm wondering if
I can still play double time swing.
That's
if you ask me that.
Is that right? We don't have the kit here. If we only had the kit,
what you don't know is behind.
But we do have. Do we have the symbol here?
As you guys,
we have a symbol here that when JK has been on the program multiple times.
Yeah, right.
He's a big Ohio State fan. By the way, I wish he would be able to snap out of that in the same way that he snapped out of his other character. Because I'm a Michigan Wolverine.
It should be easier these days.
I know
Ohio State.
Well, listen, I will slag on them at any point in time, as he well knows. But we had him sign the symbol. Here comes TJ with it right over here. You could read it out. You could just hand it to our guest if you wish. There it is, a symbol. We had him sign it.
Oh, it's not quite my tempo.
That's
sure
right.
Isn't.
That's what he
said.
No,
wasn't mine either.
Right. And so, but he did say that at one point in your scene. And it really is, I'm just wondering if you'd have been able to learn playing the drums if you had somebody like him teaching you by throwing things at you, that would not have been very helpful. You know,
I've always responded pretty well. I had some coaches like that along the way. And
in baseball, you're talking about, or in sports?
And I'm somebody who responds pretty well to, let's say, over-demanding coaching.
Interesting.
I probably would have done all right. Eventually, I probably would have socked the guy in the face. But
okay. By the way, I wanted to just watching that movie. And Bridge of Spies is another one of my favorites. You know, and I watched that last year when we did a couple games in Germany, and I'm in Berlin, and I'm like, you know what, I walked around the town and I saw, you know, what East Berlin used to be and West Berlin, and took, you know, a bike tour of the area and learned all about the history. And I'm like, you know what? I'm now going to go watch Bridge of Spies again. Mm. It's a great movie. You play Gary Powers, the airman who's right in the middle of this whole situation, having been captured by the Russians. And so what happens in this movie is incredible. What was your perspective of that? You got a good story from the set of that?
Sure. First and foremost, you know, to Gary Powers, this guy who sat in a Russian prison for over a year, never once said anything bad about the United States, was really, he's a patriot through and through.
So you learned all about Gary Powers, obviously.
I did. I got to listen to hours and hours of him being interviewed about his experience, about... I can remember him talking about the soup that they would give him. Mm-hmm. He said it didn't quite taste like fish, but it tasted like a fish had swam through it at one point.
Interesting.
Really just a regular guy who was very good at flying airplanes, obviously, and ended up in a really bad situation. But
Wound up getting swapped to come back to the United States, and the character in the film portrayed by Tom Hanks.
We filmed that scene where the swap took place on the bridge,
bridge, which is not in Berlin, right?
It's in Rotterdam.
Okay,
if my mind can remember
it's out
that,
of town.
Yeah, Gleichener Bridge, and it was the coldest night. It's the coldest I've ever been.
No kidding.
And I live up in Vermont. Like, I go skiing in negative 50. It's okay. This was so cold. Where the bridge crosses a lake, and the wind was just whipping. I have on period shoes, so which means I can't put on anything more than dress socks. And at one point in the scene, I take off that hat to be identified, right? And after the scene, I go, you know, they call cut, and I go to put my hat back on, and the gal who's doing my hair said, no, you have to keep it just like for continuity now. Like, I have to put my hat back. It was so cold.
So did you complain to Spielberg at this point?
Absolutely, yeah.
This is what you do? You call Steven over? And
I did.
Like, hey,
yeah,
man.
Stevie. Yeah, Steverino, come over here, pal. I'm cold. Give me a hug. He's walking around like a burnt marshmallow. He's got on the world's largest puffer jacket. Tom Hanks actually did have sausages brought to set that night with a guy with a cart on his back.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, Tom's the greatest guy going. Yeah, he's exactly who you hope he is. During the scene, you know, I cross paths with Mark Rylance.
Yes,
and Mark Rylance is, you know, he's this very, you know, as he comes off to the public, very sweet. You know, kind of a, you know,
very unassuming.
You know, the uncle that you'd like to have or grandfather.
Yeah.
Every time he would pass me on the bridge, he would lean over and whisper something to me, and these words were filthy, terrible, not nice words, trying to get me to break every single time.
Are you serious?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, very serious. He would call me a pufta. Yeah, and there's some other, I don't even know if I can say that.
As you're crossing, he's trying to get you to break in the middle of this.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're watching this movie, you know, spoiler alert, we know what happens, but that's the best type of movie moment based on history that you know what's going to happen, and you're still on the edge of your seat.
Still
so you're saying you're trying to be in this moment. It's the coldest you've ever felt. And Mark
Here
Rylance,
I am. I'm in a Spielberg film. I'm shooting a TV show for Spielberg back in New York at the same time, flying back and forth week to week. So I'm really thinking that this is, you know, the actor's dream. I got to be in it. I was running 18 miles on a treadmill, day after day after day, trying to get myself to look like I had been in a prison and losing weight and just. Mm-hmm. week. And then there's this guy leaning over. I mean, I can't
say the,
say
the words. just trying to get you to break.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, do
he
we
wanted
do
to
we
see you next Tuesday if, kind if of thing.
That's awesome.
I don't even, he did use the next Tuesday word? Oh, my goodness gracious. And so, is there one of those takes where he's leaning and says something to you?
It was everything. It's one of them is if you were playing the audio, I'm sure the editor had a grand old time putting that scene together and could hear that.
Did Tom Hanks know this?
No, he's way off. He was in a warming tent somewhere.
It's a great movie, man. Great movie. What a pleasure to meet you. Congrats on NCIS Origins. Maybe we get you back here after a World Series championship.
That'll be soon. So, you know, what?
Yeah, 3 weeks.
Couple weeks.
3 weeks.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Next time you got a break in your schedule. Be quiet.
I didn't say anything.
No, I know you didn't.
Also, Rich, on NCIS, I mean, he's going to have this job for at least the next decade
or
so.
30 years, at least. Yeah, these things happen, man.
That's what we're hoping for. Fingers crossed. Season 2 would be nice.
Monday at 10 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Stream it on Paramount+. The two-part pilot premiered this week on Monday after the NCIS Season 22 premiere. So that's how it works. Maybe another 21 years, sir, for you at least.
Thank you very much.
NCIS Origins on Paramount Plus is available right here on the Roku portal. Good to see you, sir.
Good to see you, too.
Austin Stoll. Check him out at AM Stoll on Instagram.
Every week, Michael Rosenbaum is getting deep with someone new on the Inside of You podcast, actor James Marsters.
Are you somewhat content? Do you still stress a lot?
If anything, I feel guilty that I have it so good. If you make the decision to be an actor, the deal is poverty. I don't understand. How did I get here? You know? And the answer, how did I get here, is really one audition one day for Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Inside of You with Michael Rosenbaum, wherever you listen.
Last time you were here, you said, you know what? There's a couple of Billy Wyatt baseball bats that exist. I've got one, and I want to send it to you.
Well, you told me your wife liked the movie. That's where it started.
Yes. Well, I mean, to me, most people love Stealing Home, if not everybody. It's a universally loved film, and a lot of women really fell in love, not just with the movie, but with you. And I think my wife might have been one of those.
Well, Rich, the last thing I do is walk around trying to give away Billy Wyatt baseball bats.
Which is very appreciative. Here it is. I'd like to hand it to you.
There to do what?
Just to hold it and say, okay. You know, basically, and just to put a Billy Wyatt baseball bat back in your hands. What are your memories?
I remember that there were only 12 of these made.
Okay.
And like I said, I had a couple. And now I have one.
Well, I'm honored. I'm honored that you gave one away.
This is yours.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'd like to sign it. But
sure.
Why do you think the movie resonated and still does?
You know, I only know from being an actor and knowing the two guys, Will Aldous and Steve Campman, who wrote, produced, and also directed, co-directed that movie. And I just know that it was a script that hit me like it hit everybody who was in that movie, and we all tested for it, including Jody. I mean, everybody did. And I just think it was one of those movies you do because you love the material. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a tough shoot. We all worked hard. We all carried lights and did everything else we had to do to make it happen.
No kidding.
Jodie
Foster was carrying lights.
Yeah, she was part of it. It was all for one. Really a team effort. And it's one of those movies that, you know, good, bad, people like it, don't like it, whatever. I just am proud to be part of that experience.
And universally loved.
Nice to know.
It really is. Fun stuff, man. What a show. Funny show. Funny. Lots of fun.
Thank you.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Fun show, man. A lot of fun. I've got a top five.
Oh.
Yeah, baby.
Hey.
I got top five. Well, as you know, we do this every Friday when I'm here. The most intriguing matchups of the week.
Oh, man.
And let's get to the top five of most intriguing matchups of the rest of week 7.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rich's top five.
All right. Battle of the North versus the Battle of the South. Interconference. Monday night. one of the two games. It's another two-banger on Monday night, guys.
I like it.
This one is in Tampa. The AFC North leading Baltimore Ravens taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, trying to get ahead of Atlanta. And I'm looking forward to this. 2-4-2 teams. The Ravens have not lost in a month. The Buccaneers are coming off of a wild win in New Orleans after having a wild loss in Atlanta. They are back home. Let us see what happens when they fire the cannons. If you missed earlier on in the conversation that we had with Mike Evans, we confirmed that he's playing without a doubt. All right. We'll tell you that that came from the magic eight ball that he said he would ask if he had one. And I'm like, oh. I happen to have one.
Funny you mentioned it.
Shook it up, asked, will Mike Evans play Monday night? And with Mike Evans watching, it came up without a doubt. And I would have said what the answer was if it came up negatively.
That's still up for
that me. Said, it's just part and parcel of why I'm looking forward to this game on Monday night.
Yeah.
Number four on this list. How about the Texans at the Packers for you? How about the 4-2 Sign Packers taking on the 5-1 Texans?
Love it.
And I'm looking forward to seeing this. It's another measuring stick game for the Texans. Last time they visited a team in the NFC North, they were dispatched.
Spangalanka.
They were dispatched, thoroughly dispatched by the Minnesota Vikings. Let's see what happens when C.J. Stroud goes into Lambeau Field. C.J. Stroud versus Jordan Love. This is going to be fun. And Joe Mixon's back healthy. No Nico Collins, but the Packers taking on the Texans is very interesting to me. A one Eastern game on EBS. Number three on the list. This is crazy because this would normally be number one on any other week. Lions at Vikings is number three.
Wow.
I know, right? 4-1 Lions, 5-0 Vikings coming off the bye. Let's go. Let's go. Lions still licking their wound from losing Aiden Hutchinson, but everything else is good in the Honolulu Blue Hood for sure. And here come the Vikings coming off of a bye. We're assuming Aaron Jones will be back. We're seeing Sam Darnold come off this bye, and let's see if they can continue on what they were doing before the bye. Can't wait to see it. This is a big game. Vikings need to hold serve. Lions could truly take a nice chunk out of an NFC North lead with a W on Sunday, 1 Eastern time on Fox. Number
big,
two.
Big Fox.
Number two. I'm going with the rematch of last year's Super Bowl. Normally number would two. Be number one on any other week,
wow.
too. 5-0 Chiefs, 3-3 49ers. I'm going two right here. This is a Tom Brady game, which means I look forward to the pregame video of Tom on the field and everybody else walking looking around. Like they're fresh off of a GQ photo shoot. That's what happens now when Tom comes to town for Fox.
Right.
You know, I can't wait to ask Burkhart when he comes back here. Did he do a new shop for the Tom Brady season?
Oh, no doubt.
I would eat for a month.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, at any rate, 5-0 Chiefs. Yeah. By the way, that's my analysis of 5-0 Chiefs. Everybody else knows what's at stake. The Chiefs could potentially, if the Lions do win, be the last remaining undefeated team in the NFL and trying to tell the Niners, still not yet.
Who are you taking in this game?
I don't. Oh, I'm not telling you.
Why? I mean, aggressive.
I'm keeping it in house. Keeping it in house.
We are house.
I'm keeping
this
it in
is,
house.
This is the house. You are in house right now.
I'm taking the Chiefs.
Imagine it.
They're coming off the bye, and Andy Reid, as you know. Yeah. What's his numbers off the
board? Oh, I had it. Hold on.
What do you mean? You don't remember it?
Like 25-0 or something?
No, it's like 22-6.
8-3 with the Chiefs. 8-3 with the Chiefs.
Okay. And he was damn near undefeated with the, I think he had only one loss with the Eagles, right?
13-1 with the Eagles.
He's pretty good.
Yeah,
so.
21-4 lifetime.
And the Niners are still banged up. Number one, though, this wouldn't normally have been number one on the list, but Devontae Adams is a Jet, and Russell Wilson's taken over the reins of the Steelers at midstream at 4-2.
Allegedly,
he's gonna be. I mean, George Pickens confirmed it.
George Pickens,
truly, like if I was making this up during the Bills Jets Monday night game, if I was making this list up, it would have been four, if not five. But now that Devontae Adams is a Jet and it's his first game and he's in Pittsburgh, which tried to get him, and the Steelers are changing their quarterback to Russell Wilson midstream, against the Jets, who need to win this game at 2-4, this is number one on ENBC. So that's number one.
I think we need one more.
Okay.
All right, we'll get one more.
And this would have been, if I made this list up before the season, this would have been number two behind Chiefs Niners. Saquon going back to the Giants. This would have been number two on the list. But it's not, because of all the intervening storylines and wins and losses, and the fact that the G-men at 2-4 could really use this dub, man. Mm-hmm. You got to win your home games against division opponents, and they've already lost to the Cowboys, and they've already lost in Washington. I mean, talk about must-have. You know, and you could sit here and go, well, why would they have any designs on the division? Because you still can. Because you still can. And the Giants winning in Seattle just shows you they can do it.
Yeah, East is
and
wide
Malik
open.
Nabers is coming back. And the last thing they want to do is have Saquon run all over that place and then give the Eagles new life. Because the Eagles are looking for it, having won at home and talking about the comportment of their head coach in victory. Mm-hmm. So this is a big one. And this would have been, if I had made this list up before the season, it would have been number two behind the Super Bowl rematch. But it's just a one more. That's my top five most intriguing matchups of week 7 list. Game time tickets. Get this on a mobile device near you. Phone, tablet. Start buying tickets to anything in your area. Sports, concerts, comedy, theater, many other events. The new Game Time Picks feature. The curation makes it easier to see your favorite teams play live. And of course, go to the music events or comedy that you want to go see as well. Filters out the fluff, shows you only incredible deals on great seats. You don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. The all-in pricing feature that I love the most, because you get to see the total up front with no surprise fees at checkout. Of course, that's still a centerpiece of Game Time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets right now with Game Time Picks. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use my code RICH, and you get $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for details. Again, create an account, redeem my code RICH, $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game time. I want to thank today's guest, Austin Stoll. What a delight chatting with him.
Yeah, he's a cool cat.
Yeah, right?
Cool guy.
Like Mike Evans of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Like him too.
Tommy P.
We love him.
And Governor Tim Walz.
Like him too.
That was a fun conversation talking defensive schemes and football and sports in our crazy mixed up world.
Try to install a 4-4 with some flag football.
Let's do it.
Get after it, TJ.
Get after it. And so you going to the barn?
Maybe on Sunday.
Well, the Bears have a bye, so what happens in the barn on a bye week?
That's a good question. They haven't had a bye this year.
Let me know, even though I've been invited. Even though I've been invited.
I think that was one of those invites like, yeah, sure, come on.
I didn't think it was a Los Angeles invite.
LA invite?
That wasn't an LA invite. No, no, no. That wasn't an LA invite. I totally,
she was like, yeah, sure, come over.
I totally believe it.
Mm. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Good use of the great Bobby Cannavale drop.
Yeah, sure.
Great use, guys.
Not like you come to the barn anyway with us.
All right, so we will chat again on Monday. What a week it has been. Yeah. And we appreciate anybody who takes this show in, whether you're watching it on the Roku Sports Channel or listening to it or waiting to hear our podcast. We greatly appreciate it. Back on the Roku Sports Channel. Wrap it. Otherwise, chat Monday.
My favorite show to ever do is Richard Eason.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
Baby S is giving me money-making moves in the
world.
Oh,
yeah.
So I'm going to have one kid who's like, I want to just live in a box and do like artistic dancing and paint. Ocean's going to be like, it doesn't matter if I'm broke, Mom. I'm passionate about it. And Baby S is going to be the one that says, passion doesn't pay bills, Ocean.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala, wherever you listen.